I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, people?
You're locked into the
2 Pro One Slow podcast. Brought to you by KexUnderwear.com. The best underwear in the action sport game.
Yeah. Ready?
Ready. Ready when you are.
Your mic's not close to you.
I've got mud all around my face.
We're back for one impromptu, really last-minute, didn't-know-we-were-doing-it episode.
I actually suggested it about 48 hours
again,
ago.
Again, Bill, we've said it many times. It don't matter about you because he likes to disappear.
Yeah,
and just as we've sat down,
still here.
He said, 50 minutes, that's all I've got. Got to be gone by four.
I've had a good day riding today. That's why I'm still up here, and I thought I'd wait for Bill.
Oh, the posi vibes were high. You were happy with your performance, yeah. So you just thought,
actually,
I
wasn't happy at the beginning of the day because my forks felt low. And I wanted to go see the bike through the into the little stream. And then I called Michael from K-Tech and I was moaning. I wanted bigger springs because I went harder on the shock. And I thought, because I didn't go harder on the fork, the thing in it, the weight was going towards the front. And then I realized that my high speed was wound way too far in. And he said, give that a try. And I went up there, second session, new bike, unbelievable, fantastic again.
So you went out with your high speed and
it was on like one
higher.
Yeah, no, I went. Did I go in? It was one and a quarter, and I went to.
By the look of your face, Bill, you're not impressed with any of this.
Well, that doesn't make
because he's
sense.
Got no clue. That's why.
He's on a
he
factory tour.
He has a clue, but he has no clue.
WP factory tour.
did you watch my WP video?
Oh, is that what you two were just talking about?
Yeah.
No, I don't want
to
watch it.
It's not on my channel, to be fair. It was WP's. But,
why?
But I'm happy with my. But I'm happy with my directive performance, though. I might actually see if I can claim that I was director. And
you already did on the group chat this morning.
But yeah,
Ed sent it in and then you went, well, I directed all that. That's actually why it's okay.
It's the way it is.
True.
But no, good day up here, riding today. Posi vibes. Got fly or drive up to Aberdeen tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Had a crack, good crack last weekend, real good crack.
Yeah, there's a bit of context for you. It's Thursday before Aberdeen, so if this comes out, I've got no time. But
tomorrow?
Yeah, but I've got a six-hour drive, Bill.
I could do a listening on my way up there.
Well, he's going to make me drive.
Half-half.
Fuck yeah.
Half-half. I'm very excited to hear how that's gone.
Well, no, I don't mind driving.
I'm hoping I can smash this out tonight because...
You've got nothing else to do.
I've got shitloads to do before we leave. So much to do before. I've got to make a whole advert for the Kex T-shirt cannon giveaway TV.
Well, I'll give it. We've all been very busy this week. I'm not sure about Bill. He's dossing it in Spain on his own. But you've been busy and I've been busy. It's been a lot of new products I've just looked at in the kitchen. New materials. We're really, really stepping up the game. I'm impressed.
Graft. Big graft.
Yeah, big graft. I've had a big
week. What have you done this week?
Oh, don't you've even been get me started. I can reel off. I could do fill this
you've
podcast up.
You've
I've
had
done.
The pickaxe out, breaking the ice off the track Monday,
no,
Tuesday.
Come on. Let's go from chronological then. So, Belfast Arena Cross.
Belfast
Arena Cross.
We turned up Thursday night.
Me and Ed, like old times, went to Belfast. My dad and his best friend Gary come as well. So, I actually raced that race 2006 or before. Before that on 85s and I think even 65s, that same arena. But first pro race there was 2006 and at the end of it on the factory KTM. And then it was like going back in old times because, yeah, the four of us, that's how we always used to go to races. So that was nice. Mum actually come up as well. She stayed with Soph while we went up there. So
nothing had changed through the airport. No one's, your dad especially, bags everywhere.
Yeah, dad don't change. He's
he was telling everyone at baggage control he'd got a bomb or something.
Yeah, something like that. Just, I had to get away from him.
But oh no, they said, what have you got in your bag? And he said, TNT. And they went, what? And he went, no, cup of tea.
Cup of tea. Because he thinks he makes his other mate, his mate laugh, which it does, but they're just as bad as each other, so... Then dad gives all his passport and that to his mate. Gary's like, do you want me to take your passport? And I was like, yeah, you better hand it. He's like, what about your wallet? He's like, yeah, if you look after my wallet as well.
He handed over the bank card and the passport, and then we quickly added Apple Pay Quint's card to his phone just in case he ever got stuck on his own.
Yeah, which
hilarious.
How did that go? What was he?
No, he's
life changing.
He
was
no, he had it on his old phone before, but Gary gave him a new phone the other week, so he's now he's now got Gary's old phone.
Then we turned up to the arena, and Tommy especially and every other rider then all just started going, oh, it's a bit big, this track.
Yeah, I think we was moaning.
You're moaning?
Yeah, we was all moaning. If I was...
You said you were scared in the group chat on Friday.
I was scared, but I think everyone was a little bit... It's just when you don't, when you see it, I haven't really seen a proper track or seen it under them lights, and it was very daunting. Like, some of the stuff I jumped quite easily, but looking at it first, and even now going to this weekend, I'm, like, looking forward to it. If I get those sort of jumps again, because then straight away in my head, I'm like, oh, I've seen that. I can jump that. It was just stuff that I haven't seen. Like,
it's even different if, indoors as well. Yeah. Anyway, it? Like,
even if I'd rose more of a supercross track, I would know. But it's just seeing it, doing it, and now I've done that, that I feel like those situations, I'll look at the jump and go, yep, can jump that. Whereas before, I was a bit very hesitant on Thursday, as along with every other rider. It's fucking daunting, like. Looked at it and I was like, oh, and they were steep. You wouldn't want it to come short on anything. Sorry, beg my pardon. But you wouldn't have wanted to come short on any of the jumps out there, would you? A lot of crashes.
Big, big crash.
Oh, really? Oh,
I captured the big crash.
But in practice?
Oh, no, not in
practice. Yeah, not a, not big pressing. Not but, big crashes.
The kids don't really do, well, not the kids, but the amateurs, kids don't really go that large. So there's
We didn't really see a lot, to be honest with you, because the way it went, like all the pros were in a tent outside the stadium, and you sort of, you didn't really have a great deal of time in between sessions that you'd quickly go back, and I didn't really watch any other classes.
No, I didn't watch any kids, any amateurs. I would like to a little bit more this weekend. We'll try and film the youth classes to see. I think it's just nice, and then to speak to the kids. I did speak to like the little ones and do a bit with them before their race, but no, I'll watch more of those classes. But they're doubling round, or the kids are singling most stuff. It's only when you try that triple. And
I find it a bit annoying to have kids in between heat one and heat two, not going to lie.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that either, because then they interviewed the kids for way too long.
We had it on in the restaurant.
I think you got to be... They've been out of the game for 3 years. It's a new concept. They've obviously paid.
Yeah, but everybody's
paid.
Watching. Like, everybody's tuned in.
Yeah, but
heat one. Yes, let's go. And then...
No, but...
Electric bikes come on in between. Yeah, so then
they're
we
sponsoring
have,
the series. They're sponsoring the series. They paid to be there. They've got to give everyone equal rides.
And also...
Yeah, I'm not saying they shouldn't be there. Put them on one before heat one then. But
and
heat
also,
one and heat two of
the
adults.
The show's not for the TV. They weren't
well, that's true,
because
it wasn't even going to be live streamed, was it? I was more surprised when I seen all them
stories. They're entertaining the audience, and then they're just filming a live stream. Mm. That's why they got
and it was
quite
actually
a lot of criticism
good. Oh, really?
From people like you now.
Well, I've just said it was actually pretty good.
But
I would say, I also agree that there wasn't meant to be live streamed, but a bit of timing and scoring down the side of the screen wouldn't be a miss either.
Yeah, I think, like... We just said then it wasn't meant to be live streamed. So I think they might do now. He's doing really well with
but
the sales.
Camera wise and stuff and the actual filming of it, I was pretty
happy.
I
watched
with
it back. I thought it was all right.
Mm. More than happy with the footage and commentary, all that shit works good. Just didn't know who was where other
it's
than who was on screen.
A pretty fucking good show.
Yeah, the show was generally
the fireworks, the lights. I sat there the first night watching it in the stadium in the crowd was like fucking fair play. This
everyone
is
absolutely loved it, and I've been so excited to get back there. Like,
yeah, because you want
not
to have a
to
holiday.
Get away from the family and that. Literally, and have a rest, but just to get back because it's just fun because it's a new track and you've got to figure it out. Like, you go on there. I guess it's a little bit like Super Enduro for you, the stuff, and you can't wait to see it because you can't wait to figure out how you're going to get through it. Like, oh, I might wheelie that or I'm going to jump that, triple that. That's the same. For me, I'm looking forward to seeing the track and then looking forward to figuring it out, jumping the stuff for the first time. And you don't get that. You don't get that same feeling going outdoors.
Sometimes
you know
at Super Enduro, I don't even go and look at the track the day before because I know it gets just...
Well, you can't sleep, you're excited.
Yeah, I agree.
Sometimes if I've been on like a flight which arrives reasonably late and like it's going to make the afternoon or like the evening rushed going and walking the track and getting your passes and stuff, I'd rather just go to the hotel and be chilled rather than like... not have time to look at it properly and be rushing around the arena and have to do a million different things. I'd rather just go to the hotel and leave it till the next morning.
I agree. I think unless I've got loads of time to pass on Friday, I don't think I want to look at the track. I slept so bad on Friday, Thursday night. Worst night's sleep we've had in ages because I was worried about the jumps, the doubles. And I was like, right, I'm just going to double that section. Just put it out of your head. And I couldn't sleep. I was it was bad night's sleep because I was. So I can see why you wouldn't walk the track, and because otherwise you think about stuff too much. Yeah, like, oh, I'll do that, do that, and then when you come, you jump what you jump anyway. There's no need to worry about.
Yeah, you ride one lap pretty much, and you know. Two laps, and you know, okay, that's possible. That's not. That is. That's not. So,
yeah, that's one thing I'll know better going into this round is that you don't have to overthink. But even after Saturday, sorry, Friday night, and I was still in between the Saturday morning and the Saturday night. I was still all revved up, trying to sleep. My heart rate so high.
Well, the main event was late, and then we got back to the hotel at about 11:30, 12:30. How hard was it to go sleep? To be up for practice.
Knowing you've got to get up. Do you have 2 days?
No. We did in Germany that time. Ed was there, but that's the only time.
Even I was just like sat wide awake in bed like, fuck.
The show started at 7:30, finished at 11:30. We shot back to the room, got there for like, say, 12, and then... when you have a race, you always think about the race. Hard to sleep anyway, isn't it, after a race?
I mean, tagged in a million stories and you want to watch yourself write every single one of them. Was good. That was shit.
And then you got to go sleep. And then we had to be up at, I think the alarm was set for 7 to be at the track for 7:45 to be back out on track for 9. We wanted to look and warm up and stuff. And just busy. But mega, like Ed said before then, the show was... brilliant,
yeah, mega.
If you can get a chance to come to them, and I think they're going to sell out, so it's not that we're now promoting to get people into the arenas. I'm pretty sure Matt's sure that London's going to sell out, Birmingham's going to sell out, so just if you do want to come, book, get your tickets.
I've just got a voice note from him because I asked him about the ticket thing, so I'll listen to this. I might have to cut this because I don't know what he's going to say, and then I'll tell you the correct way of getting the tickets.
Hello, mate. If you just say to everyone that all they need to do is go to the box office of the arena, so for example, if they're going to the Resorts World Arena in Birmingham, just go to that website or go to Wembley Arena and go to that website. That's the guaranteed way of getting tickets. You can go to those venue websites via our site. So if you go arenacrossuk.com, click on the venue, and it will take you to the correct website. Cheers, mate.
Right, well, there you go. Now you all know.
You heard what was said there.
Yeah, it was loud in my ears the first time.
You heard what's just been... wow, my ears.
Go to Resorts World website if it's at that arena, which a lot of people at the minute have struggled to get tickets. They keep saying, oh, that's sold out, because ticket...
I'll put a link in the description of this video and on the audio of the exact place to go and buy them.
Yeah, because some of the people, the websites that are buying tickets and selling them, they're sold out, and then it says sold out. So a lot of people have been seeing that, thinking the arenas are sold out.
Like a reselling website.
Yeah.
Just message Tommy. He'll probably have a chat with you, then tell you where to go.
Yeah. They are actually well on the way to selling out, regardless of all.
Well, I've seen that.
Birmingham,
a few of them have sold out some nights, haven't they, already?
Belfast both nights, sold out.
Yeah, but a few of the ones still to go.
No. They will, though, very soon. Matt's confident. He's like, they're going to sell out, so... that's why I said we're not now plugging the race. We're saying don't miss it.
Yeah, if you want to come, do not miss out. Now's your chance.
We've done enough plugging up to now, haven't we?
He tried to sell his merch on the...
I seen that.
But the mate, he wouldn't talk to him.
The bollocks, aren't there? What did you say? It was the bollocks? Oh, no, that was the goggle strips.
But I wanted to do... that's one thing that did wind me up a bit. When you get up there, I won a first race and you don't get to talk. And his mate is talking all night, isn't he?
What, you weren't happy? You wanted the mic?
Well, I just wanted to talk to the people. And then the night two, I got second. And then...
he likes a chat. He wants to chat to people.
Mate, he sent me straight... I got my plaque. He sent me straight off. And then interviewed Josh Gilbert and Conrad because they won the team race. And I thought,
yeah, but
nice,
you know,
to talk to people. You've had a good night. Say thanks.
Do you know he's got headphones
thanks
on?
Sponsors.
Probably Matt Bates saying, fucking get Tommy off before Tommy he swears.
Yeah, I think, again, what it is Matt did say is that he interviews some people and where he's talking, he knows how to talk to the crowd. And then the rider talks, and we talked that little bit too low, so the crowd are just hearing a load of mumble.
Mm, do you know what was a big notice for me? When I went and filmed your race, I stood at the end of the arena where the freestyle jump was coming straight at me, speakers all pointing. Here, clear as day, anything that was said. The minute I went into the industry seat and behind the speakers, couldn't hear a thing. And on the floor, can't hear a thing.
Yeah. No, but I guess that, a different arena, it'd be different, but...
it's just the way the speakers are playing.
It's sketchy as well. Like, a lot goes on in a small amount of time. Like, first race of the night, out in the heat race.
Can we talk about the first night final?
No, I was going to talk about literally.
Why did you just start going slow?
The first night heat was the first thing. Yeah. The first thing out the gate, when Jack five Brunel laps later, Brunel's on the back of Jack.
But I was on about his performance.
Well, imagine that. I actually thought at that point, Irene crosses mint, blah, blah, blah. And then as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, fucking hell.
We all was. We was all in like the little holding pen before our race because we was ready to go. And that, in a bad, like as bad as it was happening, it like calmed everyone down because we was all like G'd up and it was just like, wow, right, let's remember why we're here. We do have, like, this is not the be all and end all of life right now. Don't jump on someone for a heat race win. Just like, let's keep it calm. Remember, just remember we have lives as well. So it calmed everyone down straight away off the bat, as bad as it was, and those two were fine in the end, but
I've got
a big
say,
crash.
When I seen Jack Brunel the next day in his kit at 8 a.m, I was like, fair play.
Yeah, I thought the same. I thought, silly, like I would have been home in bed by that point and called it a day on a series, I expect, but he was there ready to go. He loves it. Jack's fast and Joe Clayton very fast, both of them, but that was a bit of a bad deal, first heat race of the night.
So were you not impressed with his main event the first night?
No, he won, but
yeah, I slowed
didn't
up
like
at the end.
Slowing down part.
Well, I sort of I had a bad line over one section of the track. At first it was fast. I was going outside double, and then a rut come on the inside that Conrad was going roll and dropping into this inside rut, and then getting good drive over the first one. And I only realised it on the last couple of laps. And then when I did realise it, I wasn't really that fussed that he was going to get past me. So I'm like, oh, I know that line now. And then last lap, I just slowed up that bit too much, but I wasn't really worried, to be honest, but I did slow up too much.
Yeah, but then the next night, he caught the backmarkers and you started catching him.
Yeah, I think the backmarkers played a little bit of a part, because then the second night I
But you weren't that, well, I suppose at the very end you were. I thought, I had visions of Mel being a team player.
Yeah, well, I was hoping Mel was. I
as
saw
soon
Mel,
as I seen Mel was there, I was like, oh, God, no, this could be Hurling's 2.0.
Yeah, he said, I've told him, if you want this bit in on this team prize money, mate, you need to be a team player in the future. So we've squared that up now. So
what have I got to do? I ain't seen a fucking drop of it either.
No, I'm going to sort you out that at the weekend. Yeah, I'll do a divvy up. No, I will. I'll have a divvy up. You've got 50 quid. No, you got two lots of 50 quid.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, 100 quid. Nice.
That'll go towards the hotel that you didn't pay for. And when you
checked. I paid this week.
Oh, well, good. I'm going to put everything on the room like you did last time.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Early morning.
Shock.
Yeah, shock. Checked out. Didn't check out. Just got on his flight.
He'll sort it.
Left me with a bill for all this water.
Yeah, well, I was in no state to check out or sort. You was out cold when I left the room. And I just ran because I was missing my flight. I just finished being sick. Straight wiped my mouth and onto the plane. It was. Sunday was bad.
Anyway, how was your weekend, Ed?
Do you want me to get rid of that bit? Because your missus thinks you're at working, not on holiday.
No, she knows I was pissed up being sick. It wasn't a good night. It wasn't. We got so excited, like literally the race finished at 11:30, and I was looking forward to the night out all the time. And then I was just, everyone ghosted. You'd never seen anyone get out of the pit ferme, park ferme, so quick. And I thought, we're missing drinking time, so we've ran back to the hotel, then we've got changed, we've gone to the bar, Ed's gone double vodkas, we've done them, then Jaeger bombs, and it just, all common sense went out the window. I haven't had a drink for probably a year, and then I just thought I was drinking king, and it just went,
we was Billy Redbuds level.
Yeah, it happens the best.
It just went wah, and then just wah straight back down the other side.
They're the ones when it goes up that fast, they're the ones that go down so fast.
Yeah,
as well,
come down that fast.
Yeah, entertaining.
Redbud, I was real mellow all night. I just don't know, normally I've stopped drinking by half 10. This time we hadn't even started, and it just
starts late. I don't like it. After Sipendura these days, I can't even really be arsed because it's too late. So it's going to end too late. So the next 2 days, you're going to feel pure shit.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I thought to myself, for that whole reason, I won't do that to myself.
I'm surprised you weren't arsed, to be fair.
I had a few beers whilst filming. I was sat in the stands. I thought, I'd just get there steady, and then again,
surprise all you when went you hard. Went the next day when you said you were dying, I was like, oh God, Edward's gone large.
Yeah, I did. It was silly. Like,
all common sense out. When I've got a lot of common sense on a night out these days, but
to be fair, I was
be very rare.
Potentially the bad influence ringleader.
Yeah, you bought over the Jaeger
because you were already tipsy.
And because, like always, didn't see him at the bar once. I didn't buy a drink. Yeah, exactly.
No, not because I didn't want to. I would have bought drinks. I didn't buy one all night.
Yeah, because you didn't fucking stand at the bar.
I might have bought one in the second place.
I looked at my card statement the next day and went, oh, I paid for the night then, did I? Because Tommy hadn't fucking bought that either.
Yeah, I forgot. You've just reminded me you can put the food net on the bill.
Yes, I am. Steak every night.
Yeah, you must have had a big...
$195 when I checked out.
What, rooms?
Extras.
Extras on the room, yeah.
And the hotel was $500. You've had a big weekend.
Yeah, fuckwit.
Oh, fuck.
And I thought to myself, water, coffee, sandwich, chicken, dinner, breakfast. I was like, fucking brilliant.
Oh, you're a good lad.
In fact, no, I've larged it a little bit there. That was the price. I didn't even check out. I was lying in bed still, not feeling 100%. And my email went, ding, Hilton, you've checked out. And I pulled it up on my phone. I went, fuck's sake.
What, 11 o'clock, you were still in bed?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was well on my way to Spain at that point.
I
nearly puked on the plane. It was a bad flight. Oh,
that's
really
bad.
Flight.
I've never even done that.
No, I didn't. Like, I'm not.
I've never even thought about puking on a plane.
Oh, yeah. When we were landing, it was wobbly. I just was looking straight. I was like focusing on one thing and just like hold it together. Like, you got this. And it was, it was bad.
Oh, dear.
But then I went to Spain, had a couple of good days coaching. Or
did you ride? You didn't ride in Spain this
time? I wouldn't have. Even if a bike was there, I was in no rush to ride at that point.
That sort of brings us to now, doesn't it? You've been Spain.
He's been Spain. He's whinged about Spain. Spain weather's been shit the last week, to be fair.
Yeah, it has.
Cold, really cold.
I've had three hectic days at meetings and Zoom calls and all manner of shite. And you've been, what have you been doing?
Just tossing off.
Chilling.
Nah, I've been riding. Rode Super Enduro. I had Fat Cat and then I went home.
Have you been doing a bit of flat track?
The 2 days flat track.
Is that
I
bad
resisted.
Boy?
Yesterday, everyone went flat tracking and I thought, I really need to ride my enduro bike. Resisted the urge. And today, everyone also went flat tracking and I was so tempted to fly home tomorrow, but I thought, no, I've got a race this weekend. Not that it really matters for the race, but I just thought, I don't want to be rushing. I just want everything to be chilled. I'm going to make the mature decision and not ride flat track.
Mature decision.
I'm not riding flat track until after the next Super Enduro round, which I'll be riding every day that week.
Is it good fun?
Yeah, mint.
Have you filmed a vlog?
Yeah, I filmed a bit the second day, but I had no filmer. So only I don't like an intro and GoPro, but I think I'll wait because Roxy's back Monday. So the next time I ride, she can film and I'll merge the first day with this day. Because it's a bit of... I started to edit it on the plane on the way here now, and it's a bit of a nowhere vlog, so...
I'd like a go at that.
But I'm high on the flat track hype. It's good fun. It's pretty safe, I feel like, as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
Don't look safe when they do it at Rossi's, when they're proper...
No, they're going fast. The track...
They're tramming on there.
Both tracks have been two different tracks, and the only bit I don't like is the first corner off the start straight.
Why fast?
They're fast. Well... It's not actually too bad. The one at Rockwoods, it's the corner before the start street because it's just long, like almost banked, and it's just...
What gear are you clicking?
Really fast. My gearing's all to shit because I just ride... I've just got a stock motocross bike with wheels and suspension, whereas most of the people have got a 450 supermoto bike to start off with,
right?
Which have a 1445 gearing, whereas I'm 1349 on my bike. So anyway, I've... Lucas is bringing a 14 front sprocket back from.
But you must what? You must be fourth, fifth gear.
I don't know. I guess fourth.
Are you like?
I have to change up twice on the straight.
Right.
Whereas they don't even change gear.
Are you 50 mile an hour more?
Well, I guess it's fourth and flat out. So whatever that is on a 450.
It's quick. Huh? Yeah.
That's more than 50.
And then.
Does it screech the tire on the way?
Yeah, when it dries out. But that's the thing which. It's hard to get your head around as well. The track changes a lot because the water in between sessions. Yeah. So it goes from being like glass, like super, super slippy, like you feel like you can't even ride, to then you get like a few laps where it's grippy. That's probably like where I feel the most comfortable, but where I'm probably, the gap to everyone else is a lot closer when it's grippy for some reason. I seem to be better. And then it starts to dry out again. And then the brief point where it goes from grippy to too dry is where I'm so shit. Like, that's where I crash every time.
Oh, you've had a few crashes?
Yeah, I've had the first day I only had one, but then the second day I was getting...
Pushing on a bit.
Yeah, getting way too good. But the second track I went to, it's like tighter. Well, it's slippier. It's a much better track. Easier to slide and stuff, so that means you feel good, so then you end up...
Who was far?
I'm guessing you've been with some doers. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
The first day, there was a load of doers there. I don't actually know the name of the fastest kid.
Any like MotoGP, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They were all MotoGP and Superbike riders, oh, right. Moto2.
Did they know you?
Yeah, I was speaking to a few of them, more of them. The second day was just me, Bradbury, and Taz McKenzie.
You done any Kex deals? Struck up any?
No, I haven't actually been.
Have we got a MotoGP rider on the books yet or not?
We could get you a few, I reckon. Pally with a few, yeah. Alex was there, but he had to do a fitness test. I did invite him. Shock.
Oh, really? He was fitness test.
Fitness test.
He was probably
he was doing a fitness test before
his fitness test.
Me and Ed were in Spain that time. He had his fitness test last time. And he was going to the gym.
After?
No, before and after.
Yeah, because he said the fitness test wasn't enough.
Oh, that's right. So we'd been out doing a photo shoot. He'd been for his fitness test all day. We were staying in the same hotel. And he rang us out. What time are you back? I think we were like 5 o'clock, something like that. I said, all right, sound. I'll go to the gym and then we'll have sauna afterwards. We'll just go to the gym while we wait because his fitness test wasn't that hard.
Yeah, he said he wasn't that. Just to maximum. To.
And then I can't even remember what they'd done, but they were the.
That
Gaz
was a
short
there, one.
And
I know
Gaz
what
was
it is.
Saying
it was like 30 minutes. So
that it wasn't a particularly easy workout that they'd just done. I can't remember the details, but.
It sounds like him.
Anyway, yeah, so he didn't come flat tracking, but flat track sick. Rode Super Enduro a few times. Rode motocross yesterday. Crashed and I've cut my elbow.
So you're Golf MX.
Golf MX.
Oh, another crash.
Yeah, that's. I'm not counting the flat track crashes because I'd be expected to crash there, but the crash yesterday at Golf was my first actual crash riding motocross or Super Enduro for a while, to be fair.
A good one.
Fuck off. You crashed all night the other night.
But practicing and that, innit? Like, it's different. I wouldn't.
A crash is a crash.
Nah.
The handlebars hit the floor.
Risa, last week, you crashed every fucking
If your
night.
Hands don't leave the handlebars, it's not classed as a crash.
Backcats, you had a few, didn't you?
Yeah, actually, that's true.
I couldn't believe I captured them all at Fat Cats. Every time I point the camera, I was like, wow.
You can't believe you've got so many of them.
I got a good fucking selection of them. The one at the top of that thing
the
was
one
the
yesterday
best.
Went up, but it was, there was a rut. The track got pretty rutty yesterday, good. And there was a real fast right-hander into like a little step up. Not a big jump, but the rip, like the corners, like most tracks
Where's
in Spain.
Golf?
Yeah, super deep. But then like the hard parts are still hard. And I was hitting this fast right-hander in the rut thinking this exit's starting to get pretty slippy. Like it kind of, the rut didn't finish the corner. It came out of it early. And then my second session, I was like, this exit's getting slick. Like I need to be careful of this. And then first pulled in, finished the session. No, was good. And first lap of the third session, hit the corner.
Yeah, I'm gutted. I want there for the early days.
Exited the rut.
I don't want to turn up
and watch
you.
As soon as I exited the rut, I just thought this is going to hurt and just. But in the end, it was all right.
What have you done? Cut your arm?
Just grazed it, took the skin off it.
Apparently, there's probably no skin on his arm.
No, it's not that bad. I can't
Great.
Remember.
Are you staying at mine tonight? Bed sheets
yeah,
are going to
be stuck on the sheets.
Fucking finished.
Yeah, I would have been. I'd be upset about that skin off my arm.
It hurts. Fucking hoodie keeps sticking to it. I'll be stuck to Ed's bed sheets tonight as well.
Talking hoodies, mine back in stock. You want to go get them? Back
not
on the
not in medium. They sold
got that
out.
Lovely color there, the green one. Already sold
would
out
you
in medium.
That?
It's on camera. You're wearing it.
That's
not released
hoodie.
It yet,
That's
but mine are coming
hoodie.
Out. Mine's out now, so don't worry about that one. But it's already out of stock, the medium, so
That's a good
support.
Point, actually.
I need to pay for Ed's hotel this weekend, so I need a bit of dough.
You shouldn't buy this because I'd had visions of this hoodie for months and months and months. He's seen mine and went, that's a nice colour. I'm going to do one of them.
I actually see it on... What did I copy? I can't remember the brand, but I copied a brand that had that hoodie and it's a very similar logo. So
is that
I
how
that
you do most
I actually
you,
put a bit of thought into it.
Yeah, what? Thought by copying?
Same. It's what everyone does.
Essentials you copy.
Essential, yeah. I actually look
Essentials
a lot of my...
on this colour?
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of
this
my
light.
Merch.
That line, yeah.
Oh, same thing.
I thought it would be more like your hat colour essentials.
No, it's exactly the same. And a lot of my merch, actually, I've come up with the ideas. I was quite proud. Someone sent
you
me
haven't,
something.
You haven't? You just sent...
Someone
pictures
sent me something else that I copied
tops.
The other day and says, this is where your merch has got come from. And I was like, yeah, copied that as well.
Yeah, you changed T-H-E to 101-O-N-E.
Yeah. I was still quite happy because I come out with that myself and copied it. And now it's come to work, come to life on a T-shirt. Vision. The vision was there and now here it is.
Shall I tell you what I've been up to this week?
Yeah, because people like to know about what you do, don't they?
Yeah, people might find that interesting. Big tell week. Them all about it.
Monday, I went to... a marketing agency, and it was fucking mesmerizing. It was a company that do any advertising, marketing, touchscreen, drive through, anything you basically see of Starbucks in the UK or McDonald's in the UK. And there was 1,300 employees.
Cool.
Yeah. Big. So I had 3.5 hours touring around there and seeing what they can do and what they can make and what products they can do and what packaging they can make. That was quite interesting. So that was good. Tuesday, I had a Zoom call with Zendesk to set up, decide whether we were going to start using Zendesk as our customer service thing, which
you'd like.
We agreed. Yeah, it was good. Wednesday, meeting with an accountant and sorting all of that.
Sorting all your money out?
No, sorting out tax, VAT, all of the importing and exporting rules. And then on Tuesday, I'd agreed to the Zendesk thing. So today, Thursday, I've had another 3.5 hours on Zoom with
sorting out. Go, Edward. It's all go. But I've seen the... And then you just got posted a load of sample materials for the women's line, the Gilet. The
that's what it's called.
Are you go on, boys, releasing all the
information.
Well, you can say, but I'm just going to end up with messages. When's that?
We won't ask when the Sherpa's coming because the Sherpa's
yeah,
nice.
The material is so good. Literally, I can't remember what the body, the Gilet, we put it under the tap in the water, basically, pulled it out, touched it. It's not even wet. Like, it's like a magic trick. There's just no water. It was in the water. You pulled it out, touched it. And you can't even get your hands wet off it.
I tell you what, I reckon you've just secured yourself a job for when you retire, working as a salesperson for that or whatever company makes this material.
That was generally the material was impressive. Whoever makes that, you've done well. And I'll also give you one other thing that's impressive that I keep banging on about.
Did 2 vlogs in a weekend?
That's impressive. No, this is not you. This is someone else. The Armour Vision Strip. I've been up there today. No, not even joking. You might laugh, but normally today I'd have done 14 laminates, both sessions.
Running around by yourself?
Yeah, by myself. The track was muddy. It was flicking up on my goggle. I would have done sevens. 14 might be a thing. But I would have, with seven, I would have held out like every couple of laps. I wouldn't have done one every lap. The Armour Strip, I've rode all day, one set of goggles, because I've just got the strip on one. I haven't even got that many strips. But I've just wiped my goggles all day and it's just brand new. Fucking impressive. Not even that. It's not a sales pitch, even though it is. But it's just generally a good product.
I actually think it's mint, that product. The day that I wore Enduro, well happy.
Yeah. So, and if this goes out before, if this is another thing, it's not a sales pitch. It's just the truth. If you buy one now, in the next couple of weeks, you can win 2 VIP tickets to London. So, if you want to try them, which I suggest you do, because you've 100% won't be disappointed.
You've done a really bad job of describing that. Basically, if you buy a pack of them strips from now until the dates on your last vlog, can't remember, week before Wembley, in one of the packs, not every pack, one of the packs out of however many orders, there's a golden ticket. If you get that golden ticket, you've won 2 VIP tickets to Wembley Arena Cross.
Yeah, they're quite a cool idea, like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. So
that is a good idea. When I seen that, I thought, well, that's clever. I actually used one at the sprint, I fuck up.
Oh, did you? Test.
Well, I only used it for one test, and then I went to tints, and I'd already stuck it on the clear lens. But
it generally saves your goggle. Normally, I'd lose so many lenses, and since I put that on, I don't use lenses because it don't scratch the lens.
I think all them kind of products, there's a few, all for a consumer who's having to buy their own products and stuff. I think
it's good,
a worthwhile investment in preserving the kit.
Yeah, it is very worthwhile. So that was good. But yeah, it's been busy. We're now, tomorrow morning, we'll shoot up to Aberdeen.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule.
it's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
That's meant to be a bigger stadium, so the track's a little bit bigger. This one was four lanes at the weekend, and now Aberdeen's going to be six lanes.
I've got a question for you, Bill.
Me?
Yeah. I don't need your advice, but Tommy needs your advice. He needs to get more involved with the vlog this weekend. Tell him what he needs to do.
I was going to ask how he felt his vlog performance was.
I can do better, but I didn't want to leave it.
First day was all right, but then the second day,
yeah, I didn't do nothing.
I could tell that you weren't into it.
To be honest, second day I was really tired. And then we wanted to do something different, but I'll do a lot more this week because you can't just do this, otherwise it'll be the same every time.
Yeah, that's also true.
But if I ticked every box on day one, what you got left? You know what I mean? I've got nothing left.
Yeah, then just do more, just chat some more shit to somebody specifically.
Yeah, I'm going to do different. I want to do a little bit more with like...
Do you want me to tell you what my idea was?
What?
Bit on the way up
because
there.
Because of the way that... this is, and we don't get the gap to do on Sunday because the events earlier. I'm going to do them both in one vlog this weekend.
Yeah, one vlog.
Just do one vlog.
Yeah, one vlog. One Monday, good vlog. The travel, well, not Monday, the travel up tomorrow, the first night, blah, blah, blah. And then the second night, I was thinking of following another rider like Mel or someone because he gets right in the stick of it.
Yeah. Ed said Mel, a lot goes on with Mel in a night. Like, his night's more entertaining, action packed than mine.
Yeah, that's
and he's funny.
Because I suppose you've still got another two rounds after this as well anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm just scared. Not scared, but I'm a bit wary of making them all the same every night, everything the same.
Because the track's the same both nights, so the riding's the same. Yeah, something else might happen in a race. One night I won, one night I got second, but same, isn't it?
Mm. So we'll do that. We'll have if you've got any ideas on that, drop it in the comments of what you want to see.
That would be good. Something you want to see. I would say what I eat and things throughout the day, but I had a Subway before night one, didn't I? And a beer at the autograph signing, so you don't really want to follow those.
I don't think you had a beer. You had a sip for a vlog.
Two sips.
Yeah.
I was half cut still. And then a Subway before, which I hate Subway. But I won, and so that's not really the way. It's not really... The race is so short. I think the final was 4 minutes.
Yeah.
This one should be a bit longer, though, because it's 14 laps. I reckon the track will be half as long again. So the final should be about 7 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be a good crack. Enjoy. What's your race this weekend you're back for, Bill?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing Valleys Extreme. I'm actually quite excited. I've never done this race before.
Do you know the format, the concept?
Two days, a prologue of, I think it's qualifying for which row you start on. And then I watched a video the day. The final day, the Sunday last year was three laps of like, I think... Well, two laps, just a note of a general lap, which everyone does, and then the final lap is like a super hard lap, which quite nice. Three laps, not the usual kind of multi-lap format which we have in this country.
So the big laps then?
Yeah, it's in a place called, something arena, where they have Dawn to Dusk. It's like, fuck.
How long is the main race on Sunday?
I think last year it was like three and a half hours. Like all my mates rave about it and say it, and they're all obviously good riders. They all say it's a good race, probably the hardest one in England. Just I guess because the format, with it being three laps, it leads to being able to have much harder stuff in than when you're doing 12 laps. So it's obviously different. But all in all, in general, I'm pretty keen to go back. Obviously, I had a lovely response from the people when I was in FACAT the other week. So, excited to come back and have another one. I've decided, I'm not going to do too many races in England because I quite liked the buzz around FACAT.
Making people come to the event.
Not saying I'm like above being here or anything.
But that's what you told us.
Fuck off.
Well...
Right. I just think it's cool. Like, I don't know. There was just such a sick atmosphere, and everyone was like,
"Yeah, you don't get a chance to
see
you." So
happy for us to be there, and it was just nice. I'm going to do this one. I don't have any more plans. I would probably do a couple more. I really enjoyed the sprint on the Sunday of Fat Cat, and I would like to do a few more faster races this year. So maybe do a couple more sprints. But I'm not entirely sure my next choice.
There's still London Arena Cross if you feel fancy, and that's the easiest one of the lot.
Yeah, but easiest. I went double all the way through the rhythm section in golf yesterday.
Oh, you went down to the Supercross.
Yeah, well, because
you want to do it.
Well, the whoops have definitely got smaller.
The whoops weren't big.
Still far apart, but at golf, but they're definitely not as deep as they were. And I was looking at them, thinking, oh.
No, the whoops you haven't got to worry about at Arena Cross.
No, I also thought that, but
that's the easy. That was the easiest part of the
track. When I'm there, I'm very sensible.
Come to Wembley.
I'm there going. But then I took myself out. I reckon if there was somebody else who was riding it.
No,
what? No,
you don't have to do anything but double at Arena Cross.
Mel doubled every night.
Double.
Honestly, at the weekend, Comrade, up until the final, didn't do anything but double, and he was still second fastest all day.
He was tripling out every lap in the main. Yeah, just gapping you.
Yeah, why don't main. We? Should we start a GoFundMe page and get a whip round for you? How much would it take for you to be at Wembley? No.
Well, I think you should have done the deal earlier, because now it's about to sell out, but he don't need to pay you no more. If you'd have done it 2 weeks ago.
I'm not going to race anyway.
It's all about the money.
Stop saying shit.
Come on race.
I don't have a bike. And I would like to do one at some point, but it's logistically this year ain't going to happen, so relax. But I would definitely like to do one.
Come on,
I would like to go to the track at golf one day when there's a proper doer there and I'll just get toured along.
I thought you did very good at Fat Cats, I must say.
I was quite happy with my performance. Well, the first race I was very happy with. Even the second race, because I know I only won by a few seconds from Jamie, but they took all the hard parts out and it was literally like basically motocross. I guess you could say cross country. There was one log still in the track.
It's impressive.
And
it's not
to
your
say
thing.
I haven't rode in England or mud or anything since like beginning of last year. And I just enjoyed having a tear up. I think it was pretty, very, very similar conditions to like Western and beach races and stuff, just slogging it out.
I actually did think on the second day I'd like to have had a go, but not on my bike.
At the sprint?
Yeah, just the regardless of the
train. Yeah, you just wouldn't like the waiting around. There was a fair bit waiting around.
I just wouldn't like fucking my bike either.
But the second day was bone dry.
That's why I would have preferred to go on the second day.
Like, it's incredible how much it dried from the first day to the second day. Like, the first day was wet and minging, but...
Have you spoke to Stan recently?
A bit, not much. Why?
I spoke to him and he was talking about this Valleys race and he was getting, I'll do the morning race, blah, blah. I said, take my bike, Stan, and then he shit himself.
Well, Stan was going to race?
I said, you can take my bike, mate, I'm away.
He says that all the time. Nah, he won't. He says he's going to do Sea to Sky every year. And he said,
fully offered him it. Come get it, take it, do what you want with it.
I think he just likes thinking he can still do it and just, you know, he gets a bit giddy on a night time or whatever. Oh, I can still do that, so I'm going to tell everyone I'm going to race. He's not. Bottle job.
Aye.
Someone wants to know on my questions. Who would win in a triathlon?
Oh, you done a question?
Yeah, I didn't do any. You build on them. You ask him then, Bill.
Someone wants to know who'd win in a triathlon. I reckon I would easily.
What's triathlon? Is that swimming, bike, and running?
Last activity we done, we was going to take you to hospital.
Both gym times, I beat both of you.
Yeah, but I don't think you would now.
I think I had post COVID on the last time we went.
You're
to
You're fitter than me, but I've got more heart than you.
Nah,
I've got more.
Depends
heart
in a situation in the gym. Yeah,
yeah. Your heart fucking stops.
I'd
on track,
dead out
I
there.
Don't. You've got no heart on a track. But you've got a lot of heart in a gym, where I'm the other way around. I just think this isn't going to help me as much.
No, I've got heart on a track, not speed-wise, but I'd have fucking
If you're pushing something, you just get stuck in and keep pushing.
Push it, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, actually, because you're stuck in that swamp for fucking hours the other day, and I'd have left my bike. The bike would be in the swamp now. But yeah, Bill would come last. Probably me and Ed. I'd reckon I'd win a triathlon.
I can't run
no
cycle. I've only got one working foot.
Ed's hard.
Or swim, I can't do any of the three.
Ed's fast. Ed's got short bursts rather than long distance.
No, but for that, I'd sit in and I would do my utmost.
Your pace would be
too slow. But I'd do my utmost not to be beaten by you. Don't worry about pace. You wouldn't finish.
I'd always finish a triathlon.
Fuck off. You'd drown.
Unless I tore a hamstring.
Drown swimming.
Someone wants to know if you're in Aberdeen, Ed.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Did you have any fan picks at the weekend?
Yeah, Conrad Muse wasn't happy with it.
Why?
They was all doing the autograph session. I was sat filming it. And then at the end of the autograph session, a few people then finished going along the line and then saw me and then asked me for a photo. Oh, yeah. Conrad was going, pull a fucking seat up, mate.
Pull a seat. Yeah, Ed had more. Ed had more fan interaction than any rider at the...
Yeah, because every time they got Kecks on, I just tell them, that's nice.
Someone was mentioned Supercross. Have you watched Supercross? Did you watch Supercross?
No, not
Can't.
I have
one pull for X 2 weeks in a row. Can't. You shouldn't even enter.
I wonder if anyone's had the same problem as us. There's a lot of people on here that got Motor World TV.
This could be our problem. We said about it, and now fucking website's down.
We might have fucking got them all.
I reckon, mate, he's done away with a lot of 70 quids and gone to cheers. But I reckon that was obviously illegal because he's streaming it.
Been there for years though. I don't know how it's taken so long to clap down
It did go down.
I
before.
Had so much confidence in that website that it was just
boss. That website was actually hard to find though, because if you search Motor World TV in Google,
don't come up.
It didn't come up. You had to put the actual URL in.
That is a lot. I've seen it on Facebook. People saying, "Watch Supercross on Motor World TV 70, good thing." And I've used it for 4 years now, or three or four, but it's gone.
But so you haven't watched the weekends?
I have. Yeah, I wasn't. I was that hungover on Sunday. I
watched it.
I just was looking at the airport and I just went, nah, phone off.
I sat in bed watching it Sunday morning.
Yeah, I watched bits and bobs and then I was just over it.
I watched it Sunday morning.
If I know the result, I don't enjoy watching it as much as I don't.
Yeah, no, I purposely didn't look at my phone.
Nah.
Because I'd rode all weekend, I was having Sunday off. I didn't look at my phone, watched the full night show.
When I'm at home.
Heats, LCQs.
I had a real, real hash, quick, like, was too busy trying to go out, weren't we? So I really just didn't think about my picks.
I didn't get to pick my pick.
I had 3 zeros on the 250s.
Three?
Fuck.
That's as bad as me. You didn't beat me by much then.
Yeah, shit.
I've won both weeks, but my performance hasn't been good.
I was in the club and I just couldn't focus.
Oh, you were trying to do it in the club?
No, I knew I had to and I just thought, nah, I've just taken an L on this round.
Yeah.
Same as my night, really.
I'm trying to get the 2.1 slow league.
I'll get that up. No, you ask some enough. More questions.
Yeah, no, I'm on it. It's loading your leagues. 306 players. We should be charging a tenner each from these lot.
Stop trying to get everyone's money, Bill.
Rose Wood is leading on 463 points.
Yeah, we have got a
league.
We
make a bigger thing of this. I didn't mean Georgia money, but we should actually make a bit of a bigger thing of this.
Yeah, so if you go on to Pulpamex and you play Pulpamex Fantasy, type in 2 Pro 1 Slow, but TWO Pro and then 1 Slow. And you can join the 400 other players. I'll be well down in this.
I'm not even in the first page. I've won our little league both weeks in a row and I'm still not even in the first page of the...
I don't even know where I am. Anyway, you ask another question, Bill, because...
There wasn't really that many good ones. Keck sofas, are we ever going to be able to buy a Keck sofa?
Still not decided what we're doing with these, whether we're going to raffle them off.
What, raffle... if I like sitting on them, to be honest?
No, we're going to make some more. I was going to raffle the old ones off, give these to the British Championship, Gareth, and then
he's
get
got some.
Some.
I thought you had some.
Yeah, I was going to raffle those ones off.
Oh, right, okay.
The old ones, give him these ones, and then we get new
I
ones.
I reckon a proper sofa would be nice next time. Three-seater. Yeah.
Yeah. Two seats and a sofa, then I could lie down and have a little nap while we do these.
Someone wants to know, have you ever worked with a mental coach throughout your career?
Yeah, I've seen one once.
Any good?
I think it's the thing. I think it's very, like, not a niche thing, but, like, you have to find the right one for you. I've been to one and I just thought, this geezer's not for me. And then I know... That was with Jamie Dobby, found him, and I know, like, Comrade had one for a bit, and then he went to see him a bit more. And I think it's just a very... If you find one that works for you, then great. Alex Lowe sees one, doesn't he? And Sam, they go to one a fair bit. But it's just something you have to find one that works for you. That's it, I think. It's just not one works for everyone. It's very...
Yeah. You've got to know what you want to get out of it as well.
Know what you want to get out of it, and the bloke needs to be sensible, because if you have someone that's not, you just think, this man's wasting my time and charging me a lot of dough.
I've been one. I quite enjoyed the one. And also, there's not really like a coach, but the one you see at the Red Bull APC, I quite enjoy also.
What do they say to you? Because I don't even really understand it.
Well, like, I guess everyone's different. Depends what you want to achieve. That's what I'm saying by you. You've got to know what you want to achieve. I don't know.
Going there with a question like, I want to win a race, that's not... You mean, like, how you want to make yourself better? I want to be better.
Yeah, like, I guess you've got to identify, like, what your weakness or what you're struggling with.
Yeah. I struggle to keep my nerve, or I struggle
for somebody to be able to help you.
Yeah, right. You have to.
But I enjoy, like, at the APC, you do speak with one. Not really specifically, like, about something, but it's just kind of the environment there and the environment they have just, I guess, because it's so relaxed, so chilled, you literally don't think about anything else other than the timetable you get given. It just leads you to be able to think about things a lot more and like evaluate like past races and shit like that. So I actually did find it really useful, the stuff I was talking about there, not specifically.
What was you trying to keep? How do I keep my cool?
Not so much there. I've done stuff about that before. But
what happened? Didn't work.
No, it's improved significantly.
How was it?
You didn't used to know a hothead bill.
A hothead bill?
Yeah, I used to lose my temper a bit too much.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Oh, far too much. That's why I was shit at trials. I never won anything at trials because I used to be far too
much. Oh, well, you had the skill to?
I would have said so. I was good in the practice. I was king of the practice area.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you then.
And then, yeah, I used to blow my cool.
Oh, here he is. Hold up. Got to go.
Fucking hell, I told you I've got to leave, lad. Hello.
Are you just taking, are you?
All right. Yeah, just podcasting. You've interrupted the podcast. I am sorry. I'm going to leave in a minute. I am leaving soon. I'm on my way. No, I'm only joking. Yeah, I'll finish this up and then I actually am coming home.
Okay.
All right, then. Love you. See you in a bit. Bye, Ben.
That was cute. I heard all of it.
Love you.
Anyway.
Fucking hell, you must do something right. She loves you.
Yeah, she likes me. Still likes me. Well, I bring big dough home at the weekend. A good weekend.
I knew trip that was Spain coming.
And all. Well, that's about it. Not much else other than arena cross. Not else you're doing for the next few months, weeks?
No, just months. Arena cross. And then, forgot Aberdeen, NEC, week off.
Have you made any changes to your bike from round one to round two?
Well,
not enough time, Bill.
I went two clickers. I went one click harder on the fork, one click harder on the shot. I think I might go harder again because I'm starting to send it.
She started to do a few more jumps.
Yeah, I see a video of
Josh Gilbert.
No. He was a loose man, Josh Gilbert.
I did
if
see
he had parked his bike up after the weekend and said, that's me for the British Championship, I'd have gone wise.
His first night head-to-head with Booker, brilliant.
There was a lot.
Yeah, through the
incredible. That actually was incredible. Yeah. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I think I yelped out loud, actually, as that happened.
The head-to-heads are, like, I don't like them. I don't want to be
also,
in them.
Luke Burton's first night head-to-head against Martin Barr.
Second night, Luke won the head-to-heads. I think that was the one.
Yeah, no, the one he won against Martin Barr, though.
I filmed that on the second night.
I don't know which night, but both he's good at that.
No, it was definitely first night because I remember I was watching it.
Oh, he went head-to-head again with him on the
anyway, he defended impeccably. Like,
yeah.
Martin Barr was trying every corner. He was hitting him and he was just bouncing off left, right and centre. And every corner he stood strong and that was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, they are.
Tip of the hat.
It's not about, you've got to be good at that. There's a skill to the head-to-heads and the defending of some of them. Well, unreal. I don't want to be in that, and I'll be really upset if I am in that. But it's quite easy to go in it as well. Even after my second night, when I got fourth in the heat because I hit the back of Matt Bayliss on the last lap, I was worried. I was like, nah.
Yeah, but you were comfortable in the end, weren't you?
Yeah, I went four, and I won my next heat. But 4-4, you could not make the final with a 4-4.
Oh, really?
You could end up. Yeah, and they only take four riders from each group, and then
it's
one
combined
goes through
as
from
well.
The head-to-head, one goes through from the last chance, and one promoter's choice.
Is it? Olympic scoring between the sort of
I don't even know. I think so. But it's
because you went 4-1 but was second pick. Third pick in the main.
Yeah, but it's just he had 5 points.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess I went to the main with 5 points. Comrade went 1-1 that night with two and Jack Brunel went 4-1-4 and somehow went to the line before me. But it's just so mixed up. You could easily. It takes one little thing. You get your bike stuck, you get caught in a bail, and you get an eighth. And even if you win the next one, you've so much going on. The one thing that worries me is the hay bales.
A lot of them on that track.
A lot of them. And I don't see a way.
There was no gap. There was never a gap.
I said to Matt about the gap in the bales.
What, bale, miss a bale, mail?
Yeah, he says, no, that drags them out more. He says when they're together, that's why they do that, because you can clip it. And it not bring out. He says when they're on their own, you only have to touch it. It drags it straight in.
Yeah, because they're so light there. They're like the form ones, aren't they?
Yeah, they're trying to wedge them together as such.
Right.
So I did mesh, because you said that they need a gap. So I then said that to Matt, and he says, no, the reason we do that is it
probably
helps
makes sense,
them,
to
yeah.
be fair. If you just clip a tiny one and it...
Yeah. But you sometimes hit luck or luck of the draw. You come over a jump and there could be a hay bale. And we said put more marshals on the floor, which I think he's going to have more. It might be a little bit more spread out, but I wouldn't want to be a marshal down on that floor.
Why do you think I filmed in the stands?
Have you seen this video?
They need helmets, BMX helmets. Someone suggested for the marshals.
You're going to say the video from Supercross.
Cody Webb, no, of Cody Webb in Super Enduro. It was in 2018, and this woman, Bird Marshall, gets fucking clobbered so hard.
Did you see the one at Supercross at the weekend? Alpine Star
for the Marshall.
Yeah, Alpine Star Blow. I can't remember who the crash was.
They have helmets.
Yeah, he had a helmet on, but got clobbered off the track.
Oh, yeah. They need helmets.
Talking about people on the
helmets, that could be quite good.
People on the track. Have you seen that video where Matey runs in front of you at Fat Cat's Bill?
Yeah,
I've seen how many views that's got.
No, but it was on like a few hundred thousand when
it's nearly a million views. Now.
Yeah, I've got a good video. I've made the GoPro. I made a GoPro clip of it today. Do you want to see?
You can't wait to upload that, can you?
Yeah, it's going on now. A little teaser for the full race is out now. If you want to go and watch my full race, it's not actually, I clipped it up because it's considerably more laps than I remember an hour around there. So I clipped it up and there's a few exciting parts. But anyway, my GoPro from the race is going up today if you want to watch the first round of British Extreme Super Series, I do believe it's called.
Don't know.
The fucking mud bath at Fat Cat.
Yeah,
another ripper of a vlog. That, by the way, you had two good vlogs there. 163,000.
That's what that's on
views for the T360.
The 360 one,
and that one's I think 65-70.
Wow, you're making big money.
I know.
Oh yeah, big they've made the one money. Of them's made £18, and one of them's made £24. I've had to be fair. The
£24's good dough.
The second one I had a bit. I did have a sponsor.
Why food?
Yeah,
they sponsored me a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not paid, just a bit of.
You should take some for this weekend.
I think that would help me on
there's
my.
There's some in my van, to be fair.
Is this a paid?
It's not a plug.
Oh, okay.
That is actually the reason I took the sponsorship, because it is a very good.
Oh,
product.
You rate the product?
I ain't saying any more.
A lot of people might think that you say things because you have to. He generally, and I'm not even
how
lying
much,
there.
How many people email asking
that.
To do?
He
shit?
Liked that, and he said. This, yeah, a lot of people do email asking to do shit, and you normally say no as well, but he generally said to me, this is a fucking good product.
Anyone that emails you in the future, just give them my email, the ones you don't
want. Yeah,
Ed
says you don't get any.
No, I do, you liar.
Not many, not
I got
like
one a couple of years ago.
Do you know why? I figured out on your about page on YouTube, didn't have an email. I put one in last night, so hopefully we get
some. Oh, I'm going to be mad. I best check it in a minute. no, but Y Food sent me the thing out and all boxed up. It was good. I drank it all, but I just didn't really.
I actually ordered some to get sent here, but I don't think it's arrived yet.
I drank it. I liked it.
We'll chuck it for you in the van because it'll be good.
It's good.
Right. Well, that was a quick hour. It gives us time
good.
To.
Not on it. Was that too painful?
No, that was good.
57 minutes.
Well, I haven't really spoke to you anyway, so it was just like a chat, wasn't it? Painful enough.
Not undefeated now. I was right.
Oh, we didn't go undefeated, Bill, either.
Yeah, I was quids in first night. I was thinking of doubling up my bet after the first night, to be fair.
It was never going
to
happen, was it?
No, because it was, to be fair, like you said, very, very start dependent.
Yeah, it was for me and Comrade at the minute. Yeah, well, just on that track. Especially after 2 days on the track.
Do you reckon it's going to get dicey at all?
No, not between me and him.
Conrad could have slammed you on
the
floor.
Yeah, well, I said straight away, the first night... first night you'd have been on the floor.
No, because we're both sort of sensible. It just done. It never ends well if you start taking each other out. Because if someone gets me, I'm just no matter. I don't want to get hurt, but I would want to get them back. Like I would remember that I own one and get them. Like I wouldn't.
It's gonna have to get dicey. The tracks are so narrow. You can't go the whole time.
No, obviously things are gonna.
Was there any beef with anybody?
No, not like not, just be.
Not speaking out of turn, but I don't think the whole Jack Brunell, Joe Clayton thing went.
No, they're not best mates.
It was a bit.
But I also think that was in either of their situation, I wouldn't have done what either of them had done. And
yeah, I
think
I agree.
It was 50-50. If I was Jack, I would have known he was there. And if I was
Joe,
I definitely wouldn't have jumped over relying on Jack stopping. So it was 50-50, isn't it? the unfortunate, the worst outcome happened.
But you didn't. Well,
I think if they both done it again, now they would. They wouldn't have done the same thing.
Yeah. Well, because the outcome was quite dramatic.
Yeah.
But you didn't on the stream. Obviously, focus on the guy in front. But you just caught the tail end of a fair few dive bombs.
Yeah.
Up the end. But I guess it's expected when you're in fifth,
in
sixth,
the fifth, sixth area. That's bad. You don't want to be in that
area.
No,
there's dive bombs going on left. That's why I'm wondering, was there any post-race beef? But like, I guess it, you give as much as you get when you're in them positions, because it was literally like blow for blow. One corner, you'd get dive bombed. The next, I seen in Jake's vlog, in fact, there's one race he gets a good start and he goes on the third corner. He's in about ninth after the third corner.
Yeah, you can get got.
I don't
quick.
Think you can set people up very well there, can
no,
you?
No, you can't. I was
the
almost
dirt
too
looked up almost a bit soft as well.
Dirt
a bit
was sandy, gravelly.
Uneven.
No, dirt was good. It was gravelly. But do you know what I done wrong in the first, in the final, is I need to be better at my passes. Like, I had four attempts and I was too nice on all four attempts.
Yeah, you're going inside and hugging it too much.
Yeah, because I didn't want to come over and block someone. But then all that done was slow me and Jack up four times in a row. And then Conrad got away. By the time I got in, he was gone. If I'd have got round it and made one attempt, not hard, but like one solid attempt instead of four shit ones.
Solid one.
Yeah, not like hit them, but just be better at it. So I think... but one thing I do
Aberdeen.
Notice in that,
can't
no, not like I don't mean take anyone
can't
out.
Wait.
I just mean like,
is it going to be live streamed this weekend?
Like really
definitely.
Work.
Think so.
If you're going to know where you're going to make the pass, actually set it up a bit better and just go for it once rather than like half-ass it four times. Mm. And then also, when I was in second and third in that first heat race, you can't even in that race where so. Everything's going on, you have to worry about more what the guy in front of you is doing and what the bloke behind you might do for how you race your race. When you're out front, you just race. When you're in second, you've and you're right behind him trying to pass him, he could double and jump to the outside, so you literally can't triple if he's double-doubling. You can't set a pass up. It's too track's too narrow to triple when he doubles and rely on him not jumping across, because he could quite easily thing. A lot of the riders we're racing don't race that often, so I think it's hard. Like, you generally have to worry a lot or think a lot, not about yourself, about what else is happening. That's just part of arena cross, I guess.
Well, I reckon there's a bit more to be had at the weekend then.
Yeah, no,
a couple more. Well, one big vlog and
big vlog, big weekend. Hopefully, stay safe and come home. Colour wins, Bill.
Excited.
Hopefully, I wish you luck for your race at the
thanks,
weekend,
yeah.
Bill.
If you just would like to remember, I'm here to race as well.
I wish you all the best.
We do Enduro on this podcast
yours ain't,
too.
Yours ain't live.
We'll talk a bit more about that in the next one for you Enduro fans.
Yeah, all we've done there is
well, you haven't raced yet. This is new for me, this Enduro cross scene.
Oh, Enduro cross, is it?
Arena cross scene.
Someone actually put, one of my questions was when, obviously, there was a million when am I doing arena cross, and a million, not a million, but when you were doing Enduro cross, but...
This is setting me up for Enduro cross.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, it's all part of it.
Right, well, if you want to get tickets, again, check the description, because they are selling out, so make sure you get one in soon. If you want a...
And plug your merch again? New, listen, you're so slack with it.
A new hoodie.
What do you mean?
Tell them your shit's restocked.
I've told them all, Bill. This is restocked
reinforce
again.
Reinforce it.
Please buy it.
I was thinking more of the firm approach.
I've got a hotel to buy this weekend. Oh, don't do a Johnny Sob story.
Sound like Johnny Walker. Approach.
Well, it's out. It's selling quick. If you want it, go get it. It's on the Kex website.
Right.
Or you'll break the face.
Good luck, boys, at the weekend. I'm going to quick time edit this up and get it out.
See you later.